man, oh man, oh man. I normally don't do an early morning podcast, but fuck it. Good morning, you fucking savages. Hope you had a good weekend. I hope you did everything you were supposed to do. I hope you had some fun. Enjoyed yourself. Kicked up your feet. Watched some football. Hopefully your team won. If your team didn't win, then that means they probably suck. But either way, it's Monday. It's a whole new beginning. And it's time. It's not time to start over. It's time to continue whatever you were doing. It's time just to continue that shit. You know, whatever plans you got planned, you know, for this week, write them out, get them together, execute that shit. So when Friday come, you will have succeeded in doing whatever the fuck it is you were supposed to do. I'll start my new classes this week. My last classes, the last two classes I took, one was pretty chill, but the other one, I'm not going to say it was difficult, but it was me. I was being a dickhead and being overconfident. And I was like, this shit too easy. And I was moving too fast and I wasn't reading the fucking directions. And I wound up almost failing the damn class because I was just being overconfident. So the moral of that story is to pump your fucking brakes and take your time. Because you can, the littlest things you can miss can cause the biggest mistakes. You dig what I'm saying? But other than that, though, I'm through my fifth semester, you know, trying to make it happen. My major is digital marketing, you know, so hopefully, like, once I'm done, I can get me a fucking job and, you know, in consulting or something and make some good money and, you know, do big shit, you know. But either way, though, I love marketing. It's fun. And as you can see, I have the personality to, like, for marketing, you know, like, I'm pretty fucking adorable, you know, let me tell you. And also, like, I have a voice that you do want to listen to, even if I'm fucking cussing, you know. It's just like, you know, when you hear it, it's like, man, this guy got a good voice. All right. I know I sound conceited and cocky, which is, I don't think there's nothing wrong with being a little cocky, because you got to be a little confident. You know, long as you're humble. Like, I am humble. You know, I come from, like, you know, rough times. And I'm glad I went through those rough times, because those rough times is what gave me thick skin, you know. And it kept me from being a pussy. Because it's a lot of men out here in today's world that are pussies, you know. They don't believe in accountability. They don't believe in acting like men. You know, they cool with leeching off of females and seeing what they can get from them. Moving into their houses and just sitting in their houses and not doing nothing while the female go out and do every fucking thing. You know, like, I wasn't raised like that. I was raised to make money some way, in some way, shape, or form. Of course, as long as it was legal. You know, even if you got some ailments going on or some health ailments going on and you can't make money from a 9-to-5, it's different ways you can make money just by developing skills and doing shit from home, you know. So those women that are letting those men leech off of you, get your fucking head together and cut that shit out, because you better than that. And also for my guys who got that woman at the house living free because she look good or because you think she bad and you want to keep her around because she bad, stop being fucking stupid. Stop thinking with your dick and think with your fucking brain, you know, because it's okay, man. Like, hey listen, we can listen. Just like a woman is a catch, a man is a catch too, especially if you got some shit, you know, some good shit going on for you. So bro, you a catch. Cut that bitch loose and find you a good woman. You dig what I'm saying? Because all she going to do is continue to take, and not give, you know? So, yeah, good men and good women out there, cut them leeches off your skin. Because all they doing is draining you. That's all they fucking doing. And for you leeches who hearing this shit and don't like it, put a helmet on. Life ain't fair. You'll be alright. You know, get your shit together. Find a way to make you some money. Find a way to do your own thing. Stop leeching off of other people. Shit is sickening. And you make me sick for doing it. Piece of shit. But I know. I'm so raspy and crazy on this. Today, Monday? On this Monday morning. You know, but it is what it is. You know, I enjoyed football yesterday. I didn't get to watch all the games. I know the Ravens beat the bricks off of Detroit. Detroit's still a good team, but they just weren't ready for the Ravens yesterday. That shit was pretty tough. You know, I use this thing called FanDuel to try to make some extra money, but lately that shit, I've been falling short. Like, and it's been little shit, you know. So I got to get myself together and try to come up with a better strategy for FanDuel, because I know you can make money from it. I've made money from it before, but as of lately, man, I've been just striking the fuck out, and that shit be hurting. But it's cool though, you know. So if you ain't on FanDuel, get on FanDuel. FanDuel cool, or DraftKings. They're both pretty cool. I know there's other ones out there, but the ones I use is FanDuel and DraftKings. So definitely check that out. You know, also, I ordered some food yesterday, and I know this is random. It was from a place called Firehouse Subs. Now, from what I hear, their food is supposedly good, but I ordered a salad and a sub that was trash. And the salad, like, the fucking lettuce were like brown and shit, and that hurt, because I really, really had high hopes of Firehouse Subs. But you know what, though? I'm not going to blame the establishment. It could have been the motherfucker that was making the food, because I noticed that during certain times when certain people are making the food, some people make it really good, some folks make it shitty. You know what I'm saying? No different than when we, like, order from, like, Instacart, and we don't do it no more, but, you know, we used to order from Instacart, and it would be a BJ's order, and they would go to BJ's and get our food. But when it came to fruits and vegetables, man, that shit was kind of scary, because it was like they would just pick what they could find. But I guess because it wasn't for them. But like, even if it's a bag of salad, man, and you see the shit's brown, like somebody used the crayon to color the fuck, like somebody used the crayon to color color the fucking lettuce. I can't even fucking talk. But like, if that shit's browning, like, why would you grab that? Like, who the fuck gonna eat that? Do you wish diarrhea upon me? Because that's what it felt like. It felt like you don't care. Like, you're just trying to get the shit out of the way. That's why I tip afterwards. Once my order get there, if my order's straight, then you still have the option to tip. But if my order ain't straight, I'm not tipping. You know, I used to tip before, but nah, that's done. And to the motherfuckers that work for DoorDash, who be stealing orders, I'm talking about the actual drivers, you'll take a picture of the food and then pick the food up and then take it home to feed your dirty ass family. Yep, I said that. I don't even care, because you taking from my family. Fuck you, okay? Because, like, stop stealing food. You work for DoorDash. You're making some money. Get your own fucking food. Don't steal from another family, because it don't make it any better. And DoorDash, y'all need to work on that, because y'all do got people out there that's, like, really... I mean, Uber Eats too, but, like, I've experienced it more through DoorDash. They drop the food off, take a picture of the shit, and pick the shit back up, and step the fuck off. I don't like that. I don't like that shit at all. What else? Oh, yeah, I'm watching this show. Listen, first and foremost, the people who did The Boys, you guys are amazing. Like, that is the best superhero X-rated show I've seen in my fucking life. That is the only show where it is a character on their name. His name is Love Sausage. His dick is like 20 feet long. And granted, I'm pretty sure he's not gonna be fucking anybody, but still, it's crazy. And it was this one part on The Boys that I loved, where the dude shrunk down, and I think he went into the woman's vagina, and, like, you know, I guess had some fun up in there, cause she was going crazy. And then, but he was also gay too, so he, like, had a boyfriend, and he shrunk down and went into the boyfriend's penis, And I guess he was, like, rubbing the walls inside the penis. But then he sneezed and, like, got big and, like, cut his boyfriend in half. That shit was crazy. So if you don't watch The Boys, you need to go ahead and watch that shit. That fucking show is insane. But it's good. Like, they don't hold back on nothing. Nothing. Like, it's everything you want. Like, it's like Justice League and Pornhub had a baby. That's the best way I can put it. But definitely check it out, though. It's really good. Good, you know, good storyline. They had comics at first, but the show, I feel like the show, I don't know, because it's visual. So, yeah, the show is definitely hitting. But, you know, thank y'all for checking me out, man. Listen to me as usual. It's fucking Monday. Get out there and do something, you know. And if you, whatever you didn't do last week, do it this week and make it fucking happen, you fucking savages. Peace out.